Dear Miss Hope by Dennis Woodford, with Irene Handel as Hilary Hope.
Come in then, Mr. Barlow. I'm Miss Hope's secretary. She'll be with you in just a moment.
Oh, thank you.
We call this the thinking room.
Really?
Where she frames her replies to correspondence. In her mind, you know. Most of the actual writing is done in her den.
Well, now, about this book she's written.
But you've read it, of course.
No.
But you sent an advance copy.
That's right.
Now, how can you do a radio interview about her book if you haven't read it?
I've read the title.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't worry. It'll run into millions, which is why we asked for the interview. A cigarette?
No, thank you.
Hello there.
Miss Hilary Hope.
Smoking, young man. In a lady's drawing room. Who gave you permission?
Oh,
No, it was just a joke to put you at your ease. Now, to work, says Busy Bee. What you want to ask me?
Oh, well, several things, really.
Oh, shoot.
Won't you sit down?
Oh, charming. Consideration for the weaker sex. A delightful quality in the younger male.
Now, let's go into a run-through just for practice, shall we? Good evening. How do you feel about the nation's manners? Have the rules changed, or have we? Let's ask an expert. Here with us tonight is the author of hundreds of articles...
Thousands, dear.
...of articles on etiquette. A woman whose advice column is read by thousands...
Millions.
...whose postage bill reads like a treasury report.
It does, you know.
Now, she has put her opinion into a book published this week. It is called Give Like Fun. I refer, of course, to that famous healer of hearts, Miss Hilary Hope. Miss Hope, why did you choose that particular title for a book on etiquette?
Well, because giving is what etiquette is all about, isn't it, silly?
Tell me, what's your opinion of modern men?
I love them.
No, I mean, what do you think of their manners?
Ah, that's a big question.
We have a big audience.
No, really? How big?
Oh, several millions.
No, I say, this is top hole. How super if they all bought a copy. It's out tomorrow, listeners. Published by Thackeray.
Miss Hope, in the first place, nobody's listening yet. This is a recording. Secondly, we're not allowed to advertise.
Oh, hard cheese.
Now, where were we?
Manners. Modern men.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, you see, this is a big question. A big, big question. I mean, there are so many modern men, happily.
Any preferences, type-wise?
Oh, I go for the earthy ones.
Ah, you prefer body to brain?
Now, how can you have one without the other? Really, you are a mugwump. I understood the BBC were employing a more intelligent type of young man these days.
That was a mouldy thing to say. I'm only trying to do my job. Everyone's been beastly today. Sometimes I wonder if it's all worthwhile.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Well, you have, bitterly.
But your office expressly told me to be controversial.
Not at the interviewer's expense. You don't know what we have to put up with.
Well, don't, love, dear. All right, let's start again. I'll stop being rotten.
Very well. Miss Hope, what kind of men do you like best?
I like them all.
But you must have a preference.
I like them to be exactly like you.
Really?
Girl guides honour. There's something about a sensitive bloke that plays the deuce with my vibrations.
Is there one in your life at the moment?
Ah, you'd like me to answer that, wouldn't you, nosy? Well, I won't. Just for asking.
Oh, go on.
No.
Please.
No.
Come on.
Well.
Then there is.
You crafty blighter. Fancy dragging it out of me like that.
Won't you describe him?
Well, I don't know if he'd like it. He's a bit of a modest varlet. What is it you want to know about him?
Oh, what he looks like.
Oh, well, usual package deal, you know. Arms, legs.
Miss Hope, you're having me on again, aren't you?
Just a bit.
Well, you're not, really. You're one of the most difficult people I've ever had to interview. Goodness knows my life's hard enough with an old mother forever thumping away at the floor upstairs without you adding to the misery.
Now. You really must let me have my little bit of fun. I'm essentially a fun person. I don't mean any harm by it.
You should think before you speak.
You know, dear, it's not frightfully good form to keep on taking offence.
I can't help my nature.
And I can't help mine. I was a fun baby, and I've just gone on from there.
Oh, something told me not to come here today.
You know, Amy, he's beginning to sound awfully like despondent, Golders Green.
Mm.
What happens when you have to interview someone really horrid, like a cabinet minister?
Oh.
Mr. Barlow, the courtesy upon which Miss Hope is so eminent an authority forbids her to reply in a manner to match your own. As her secretary, I am under no such constraint. May I therefore venture the opinion that though she used the word sensitive in mitigation of your attitude to life, I myself would describe it as downright churlish.
Oh.
And I would further add my regret that your mother, when younger, did not thump away to better effect on a certain part of your own person.
Oh. Now, Mrs. Bussy Draws.
If you'll forgive me, I must answer the door.
Well, really? Oh, we're getting simply nowhere. First brutality and now visitors.
Ah, but I think this visitor might be of interest to you.
Not
the dreamboat. Yes. Come along in, Vernon. This is a surprise.
Well, you were expecting me, weren't you? Who's this?
This is Adrian Barlow, darling, from the BBC. He's doing a radio interview about the book.
Well, you see, you're short a bit of respect, young man. And watch that language.
Mr. Mycroft is this year's chairman of the Retail Butchers and Sausage Casers Federation, aren't you, dear?
I am.
But jolly with it.
His hair's a bit long, isn't it?
I happen to like it that way.
Ah, these young'uns. You can't tell which sex they're supposed to be nowadays.
They can, dear. That's the main thing. No,
we were in the middle of a run-through, Miss Hope.
Aye, well, don't let me interrupt you. Just let me pay my respects to the little lady here first.
Give us a kiss, Lou.
Vernon, you're not nice to know. Excuse him, Mr. Barlow. This weather makes him very hot-blooded.
Right. Now, don't mind me. I shan't get enrolled.
It's usual to interview subjects in private.
It's the unusual that makes life interesting, young fella. Though I suppose you radio folk find that hard to believe.
Oh, really? People seem to be going out of their way to inflict suffering this morning. All right, if you must stay, I suppose I can't stop you, Mr. Whatever your name is.
Whatever my name is, you brazen image. It's Mycroft, Vernon Mycroft, family butcher. Prime meat only, sold here, 100 branches throughout the north. And don't you forget it.
There appears to be little danger of that. And now, if you don't
mind... but I do mind. Hardly out of rompers, some of you, and got the cheek of old Harry. When I were your age, do you think I were asking folks a lot of daft, silly questions in their own drawing rooms? Not likely. I were in Slaughterhouse.
Oh.
That's where I were, every day of the week, Sundays and all, in Slaughterhouse. Oh. Up to here, in beast's blood.
Oh, there, now he's fainted. Vernon, you really are a savage. Do come round, Mr. Barlow. Amy, chafe his wrists, dear.
Oh, yes, Miss Hope.
I don't blame him for being put out. It's so déclassé to keep talking about blood.
A good transfusion wouldn't do him any harm by the looks of him. That's the trouble with young chaps today. Not enough red blood in them.
Vernon, will you stop using that hideous word? Amy, force his head between his knees, dear.
Yes, Miss Hope.
That's it. Let the blood run into it.
Vernon!
What happened?
You just lost touch for a moment, dear. That's all. Never mind. Amy will go and make you some coffee, won't you, Amy?
Yes, Miss Hope.
Vernon, help me to get him into a chair, dear.
Well,
gently! He's not a bag of nutty slack, you know. Really, dear, you're so overpowering. Oh, but what a comfort to your little mouse.
Nay, I wouldn't call you that, my dear. Not with all you've done in life. I'm right proud to come asking for your hand, and I don't care who knows it.
What was that I heard you say?
It's taken me a heck of a time getting round to it, I know, but that's my way. Look before you buy. That's always been my motto. You have to in the meat trade. Well, I've looked, and I'm ready to buy. What do you say?
Oh, I hardly know. It's all so romantic.
The answer's yes, then.
What? Yes, of course it's yes, you silly custard. Oh, wouldn't poor little Mater have been bowled over? She was such a bounder for a wedding.
Aye, my old mother would have got a kick out of it and all. Well, it's up to us young uns to see they're not disappointed. Now then, there's a ring wants choosing for a start.
Eh? A ring? Oh, I shall go absolutely bonkers with the excitement of it all. I must put a hat on at once. That always calms me down. No. Let's be imps and open a bottle of champagne. Come along, into the kitchen, everybody.
But what about the interview?
After the bubbly. It'll go with a real bang then. I say, champagne's before lunch, you know. How swinging can you get?
Yes? I'd like to see Miss Hope, if I may.
Oh, but you mayn't. She's with two gentlemen already.
All men are guests where hope doth hold the feast. Hmm?
I beg your pardon.
A quotation, Fruits of War, Gascoigne.
Oh, Miss Hope has just become engaged to one of them.
Oh, really? May one inquire the name of the fortunate gentleman?
Mr. Vernon Mycroft, multiple butcher.
The mind reels. Well, please be good enough to tell her Humphrey is here.
Humphrey?
She'll know whom you mean.
It's most unusual to withhold the surname. Most. You must prepare for disappointment.
Alas, no new experience.
Yes. Well, would you come into the drawing room?
Yes.
If you'd wait here.
Yes, certainly.
You'll excuse me a moment.
Of course.
Humphrey.
Oh.
Is it really you?
Dolly, Dolly, my dear.
Oh, you bad, naughty boy. Where have you been all these years?
Ah, well, brevity is the soul of wit, my dear. Where haven't I?
Oh, I did everything to try and trace you. I advertised, went to the police.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you're here now, so let's have a jolly good look at you. Hump, your lovely curls. Whatever happened to them?
Oh, gone the way of a good many other blessings, I fear.
Oh, you had such a glorious mop. Oh, poor old Humpty Dump. Father Time certainly put in a bit of scythe work there.
Yes, it left a few rude remarks on you, my dear. Especially round the beam. Eh?
Oh, you rotten egg. Sit down. There's so much I want to know. Come on, spill the haricots. Still teaching?
Oh, alas, the strain proved too much.
Oh, poor old Humpty Dump. Why didn't you get in touch with me before, dear?
It's a long story, Dolly. Besides, it wouldn't have been right.
Not right to get in touch with your own sister. Where are you living?
I'm between residences, so to speak.
Then you must stay here.
Oh, but
I won't hear a single syllable against it. You're to look upon this flat as your home. Oh, this is all going to be the hugest fun. But
won't your husband object?
My husband? Oh, you mean Vernon. You've heard my bit of news, then.
Yes. My heartiest congratulations.
Oh, my dear, it's so utterly idyllic.
But would he take kindly to the idea of an indigent brother-in-law in the background?
He'll adore you.
There's something else.
What's that, dear?
You never knew about my marriage.
Well, I haven't known anything about you for 20 years. Your marriage? You've got a wife?
I had. Poor Kate passed on 10 years ago.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yes, a crushing bereavement. Fortunately, there was no pain. One minute she was putting the saffron into the paella, splendid little cook. The next, flat on her back under the mixmaster.
Oh, poor Hump, I wish I'd known.
Yes, yes, well, she died at her post. It's the end she'd have wished for. However, we had issue.
Kiddywinks!
Two kiddywinks, teenagers, twins, a boy and a girl.
Oh, but this is tremendous. Where are they?
Outside.
You beast! Why didn't you tell me? All these years without kin, and now there's kith as well. Oh, the sheer blinking ecstasy of the thing. Go and garner them in while I try and calm down.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Oh, gosh, if I only had a hat on. Now, Hillary, old girl, don't be a chump. Relax.
Well, here we are, the three wanderers.
Oh, you little darling. Come and give Auntie a kiss. Little did I dream when I woke up this morning what richness life had in store. What's your name, dear? Wildy. Wildy. After the wildflowers. Charming. And yours, dear?
Tony.
Tony. Yes. Yes. Velvet, but with a certain thrust. Come and sit down by Auntie.
Now, look here. We simply must have this interview under our belt. Good heavens, who are all these people?
Mr. Barlow, I've just hit the jackpot. Vernon, meet my brother.
Ah.
You're what?
So, you're the fortunate fellow I've been hearing so much about.
Hey, just a minute. You may have heard about me, but there's been a thumping great silence about you. Where's he been hiding all this time?
Hump has been jaywalking on life's highway, haven't you, Hump?
We're none of us getting any younger, sir. I felt it was time to come home.
Home?
I've asked Hump to stay with me for the present.
Well, I suppose you know what you're doing.
And these are his little ones, Wildy and Tony. Say hello, Uncle Vernon, dears.
Hello Uncle Vernon.
Motherless, poor darlings. Note the underlying melancholy of the features.
Miss Foam, will you kindly be seated, really? Thank you. Now then, good evening. How do you feel about the nation's manners? Have the rules changed, or have we? Let's ask an expert. Here with us tonight is the author of thousands of articles on etiquette, a woman whose advice is read by millions. Now she has put her opinions into a book published this week. It is called Give Like Fun. I refer, of course, to that famous healer of hearts, Miss Hilary Hope. Miss Hope, why did you choose that particular title for a book on etiquette? Miss Hope? Miss Hope!
Oh, I'm so flaming happy! Three blind mice.
Yes, Miss Hope?
Hold it, dear, I'm thinking.
See how they run. No, most emphatically no. She must tell the young man to control himself.
Young man to control himself. And the mother?
Banishment. Well, I mean, there is only one room, after all. Not to mention a child of 10, constantly present. It's possessive, stow on the world, all over again. Worse. At least she had a license.
Oh, I'd forgotten the child. Reply number 36.
Oh, good gravy. No, Amy, a special reply. Couched in the strongest possible terms. I'll word it myself later from the den.
Special reply. Well, here's another letter from that nurse in Wrexham.
Oh, shucks, I had hoped she'd emigrated.
She says she did everything you suggested, but she still can't get it to come indoors.
I have a nasty suspicion she hasn't told us the whole story, you know. I mean, she must have offended it in some way.
She says she can't keep the door open indefinitely, especially when the evenings draw in. Also, her husband is beginning to make some rather personal remarks.
Oh, but Nash in the Cirques. Oh, drat the woman. She would pick a busy morning like this. Of course. It's simple. She must get another one. Threaten its sense of belonging. Oh, deal with it, will you, dear? Reply number 507.
Yes, Miss
No,
Hope.
No, Amy, better still. 88B, dear.
Oh, Miss Hope, I don't know how you do it.
Oh, well, experience, my dear. Is that a lot?
No, there's another postcard from Mrs. Arabelle J. Cronk.
Oh, poor old Arabelle J. She certainly took me seriously when I told her to keep in touch. Where's it from this time?
Corsica.
Oh, coming nearer home, eh? The last one was from Rangoon. What does she say?
Oh, the usual greetings, Arabelle J. Cronk.
Yes, well, judging from her handwriting, they're probably the only words that she can spell. Aren't I a beast? What time do they want me at Hatchard's?
12 o'clock.
Ye gods, I must get my skates on.
Oh, the postman.
That's one public servant you can count on. Him and the tax inspector. What's the yield?
Only one. It's an airmail. Oh, Arabelle J. again. Writing at length.
That's a feast I can wait for. Help me into my coat, will you, dear? You know, I signed nearly 500 copies yesterday. Thackeray's over the moon about it all. By the way, Amy, you won't forget to leave my little family's lunch out for them, will you, dear?
It's all laid out in the kitchen.
Poor darlings, they've seen a lot of trouble.
Their appetites appear to have emerged unscathed.
Compensating.
Perhaps. Do you think it wise to let them use your account at the shops?
Yes, it's the least I can do. Oh, Amy, when Mr. Mycroft telephones, remind him he's breaking bread with me this evening. Silly old buffer, he always gets his dates wrong. I'm not whipping up another steak and kidney pie for nothing, like I did last week.
The birds enjoyed the crust.
We must drop Peter Scott a line. Now, I really must buzz. Never keep the public waiting, Amy. It cools off quicker than jam tarts.
Hello, Dolly, my dear.
Ah, my little family, just back from shopping. What a lot of lovely parcels.
Auntie, I do hope we haven't been too extravagant.
Now, that's quite enough of that. What were Auntie's words to you when you went out this morning? Come on, spit them out.
You said, think of all those birthdays.
And Christmases.
When I didn't give you any presents.
Well, considering you were totally unaware of their existence, Dolly, I don't really see how you can blame yourself for that.
Oh, I'm not blaming myself. Life's too short for that caper. But since I have been given the chance to make amends...
We'll do our best to make it up to you, darling.
Great Scott, look at the time. I simply must be off. See you all at dinner, darlings.
Yes, yes.
You'll excuse me if I retire to the den. I have a lot of work to get through.
With pleasure.
Ah, oh, my little family. What were Auntie's words when you went out this morning?
No.
Oh, Toffee Nose might hear you.
Who cares?
Oh, my feet. I must sit down.
Hey, any chance of getting out tonight?
Yeah. I don't dig this early to bedlark.
You'll stay in and make yourselves amenable.
But what's in it for us?
That, my starry-eyed little son, will be revealed in due course. She's sitting on a little gold mine here, no doubt of that.
Yeah, well, the sooner we get our mitts on some of it, the better.
How poor are they that have not patience?
What?
Othello, you've got to play the big fish before you land them.
Yes, Dan.
I wish I'd bought the blue dress now.
Well, you've got the red.
I know, I was only saying.
Yeah, well, don't keep on about it.
Hey, Dad, if old Amy cops you with your feet on the coffee table, there'll be trouble. I get the feeling she's not exactly crazy about us.
Well, it's up to you to win her round, then. More your department, Tony.
What, that old beanpole?
Good manners and soft words have brought many a difficult thing to pass, Bamborough. At present, your own leaves something to be desired. I sometimes wonder where you could have learned them from.
The hard school of life, Father, dear.
That time you were away for 6 months, remember?
4 months with remission. And if you let that out in front of your Auntie Dolly, your days will be strictly numbered.
Right, I'm not daft.
Well, you occasionally give a gripping imitation of it. Now, what I require from you both at the moment is lovableness. You can make a start on the fiancé.
Pompous old nut.
Pompous, perhaps. Nut, I think not. Not with that chain of butcher shops clanking away all over the north. Well, go on, answer it, one of you. Your legs are younger than mine.
Right, I'll go.
I should think so.
It's you, Uncle Vern.
Yeah, it's me, young lady.
Oh, my God, it's the butcher.
Oh, Struth.
It's Uncle Vern.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Vernon. Been shopping?
Just a little something for your sister. I'm not the only one, I see.
Oh, a few modest necessities.
Well, I'm glad I found you in. I'd like a word with you about this young youth here.
Who? Me?
I see no one else answering to that description. How old are you, lad?
16. How old are you?
50. Hey, that'll be enough for that. Got a trade?
A what?
A trade. Something to earn your living with.
A trade? The boy only left school very recently, Ben.
It's never too early to start looking to the future. Ever thought of going into the meat trade?
You're joking.
Joking? About the meat trade? Now, you listen to me, lad. What do you think this country keeps itself going on? I'll tell you. Meat. And where there's meat, there's brass. Right. Now, it so happens, there's an opening in my Halifax branch for an ambitious young chap. With a bit of hard work, there's no reason why you shouldn't do very well for yourself. Branch manager, area manager, the sky's the limit. Hold your tongue, miss. I'm coming to you next.
Oh, blimey.
I thought that'd pull you up. Now, I've been giving you a bit of thought, as well as your brother here. How would you like to be a cashier in one of my shops?
Me? Work in a shop?
Thousands do. It's an interesting life if you approach it in the correct spirit. Plenty of new faces every day.
Yes, I can see them now.
Anyway, think it over, and I'll be hearing from you in due course.
How very thoughtful. What do you say to Uncle Vernon, children?
Thank you, Uncle Vernon.
Right. Now, I must go. I'm due at a meeting. See you all at dinner tonight.
Oh, groovy.
Aye. Well, I mustn't stand chatting. Doesn't do to keep the retail butchers on meat or... on tenterhooks. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Well, all the cheek. That's the last time I shall try being lovable.
Dear, oh dear, time is not on our side any longer. In fact, unless we get a move on, that damn butcher's going to ruin everything.
I have to go to the post office. Your lunch is in the kitchen if you should require it.
Thank you, Miss Waters.
It's terribly kind of you, Miss Waters.
Oh, yes, well...
Put your hands up. Let me open the door for you.
Thank you.
He's going too far.
Creeper.
How was that?
I said win her round, not frighten her to death.
Hey, now she's out of the way, what about casing the jolly old den?
You can if you like. I've got my parcels to open.
Okay. I don't need you.
Pass me the paper, will you? Thank you. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Terrible state the world's in.
No, what I think I'll do is get both.
Hmm?
Both.
Both what?
You never listen. The red and the blue.
Oh.
Hey, Dad, do you like this scarf?
It might have looked all right on Carmen Miranda.
Who?
Oh, never mind.
Hey, look what I found.
You haven't been opening Auntie's letters.
Wait till you read it.
Well, really, is nothing sacred? Come on, then. Hand it over. It's from somebody called Arabel J. Cronk.
Honest?
Dear Hilary Hope, I'm hitting England any day now, so what say to a little reunion? I'll never forget the time we had together in Holloway Jail. And I guess you won't either, but that's our secret. All news when we meet Arabel J. Aha. Their secret, eh? Well, children, I don't think we're going to have too much trouble with your Auntie Dolly after all. Do you?
Isn't he ever going to go home?
Give him time to let his dinner go down.
We'll never get her alone at this rate. There's a port to get through yet.
And the coffee.
Oh, you better say good night after the first cup. Throw in a few yawns. He might just take the hint.
Coffee, everybody.
Ah, lovely.
Well, Vernon made it, so I wouldn't get too excited. Tony, dear, do the honours with the port, will you?
Yes, Auntie.
Very nice little dinner, that. You know what you're doing when it comes to pastry making.
Thank you. Not that you've any business to be eating pastry with that figure.
What's wrong with my figure?
Let's just say I wouldn't like to be the thin man inside you trying to get out. You certainly handed him a life sentence.
Remember the bard's immortal words, "Let me have fat men about me, men that are fat."
The bard wasn't engaged to one.
Hey, look at yon. You're not going to allow that sort of thing, are you?
What sort of thing, dear?
Them two, drinking alcoholic beverages at their age.
I don't see what age has got to do with it.
You mean you're going to sit there and subscribe to it?
Why not? It's a civilised way of rounding off a meal.
You've got some funny ideas, that's all I can say.
You know, there is a middle course between Skid Row and the Band of Hope. Anyway, they've only got a taste.
They'd get a taste of somewhat else if they were mine.
Vernon, remember our little talk about T-A-C-T?
Tact is one thing. Sitting there knocking back port as brazen as you like's another.
They do say it's good for the digestion.
Oh, criticising the cooking now, are we?
Oh, dear, everything's coming up ragworts tonight.
Oh, gosh, look at the time. Will you excuse us if we go to bed, Auntie?
Yes, it is getting late.
Good heavens, so it is. I'd no idea.
Of course, dears. I like you to get a good night's kip. Their nerves, you know, always on the quibble.
I think we're all a bit tired. You look positively worn out, Vernon.
No, me? The evening's only a babby. I'm good for a few more hours yet.
Oh, well, good night, Auntie. Thank you for a lovely dinner.
Good night, dear. And 10 out of 10 for manners. Exquisite.
Good night, Auntie. Don't stay up too late.
Remarkable boy. Always thinking of others.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, puppets. God bless. Aren't you forgetting summer?
What? Oh, yes. Sir. Good night, Uncle Vernon.
Uncle Vernon. Vernon.
Oh, night.
Oh, this is nice and cosy.
But all good things must come to an end. What time's your last tube, Vernon?
Hey, I'll take a taxi. Too good to gulp is this. There's now like a nice domestic evening.
Indeed. Give me my cosy corner every time. Not like poor old Arabel J.
Arabel J. who?
Cronktier, a rather hectic pen pal of mine. All the world to roam in. Not a cranny to call her own. Peripatetic, that's Arabel J.
That's a good one. They must run in your family words.
fascinating the way they come tripping out.
Oh, Humphrey was always the whiz kid with words.
Doesn't seem to have got him very far.
I beg your pardon?
You may have the gift, but your sister's the one who's put it to use.
Dolly's a more thrustful type, I'll admit. I was always the thinker of the family.
That's what you call it, is it?
Yes.
Oh, dear, the Knight of the Long Knives. Burnham, you're not in the slaughterhouse now, you know.
All I said was...
We know that... what you said, dear.
Oh, so I'm not allowed to open my own mouth now, is that it?
Oh, now, Burnham.
You keep out of it. It's your sister. It's your sister I'm talking to, not you. If she doesn't know her own worth, by now it's high time someone told her.
He's so desperately keen on me, you know, Hump.
Keen enough not to want to stand by and see you taken in by a bunch of thinkers.
Oh,
Vernon, dear, you've gone a very funny colour, like a Burmese yodeler.
I'm not going to sit here and be insulted about my looks. If my face doesn't fit, I can take it elsewhere, you know. That might be a damn good idea. Thanks for the dinner, I'm sure. I hope you enjoy yourselves picking me to bits while I'm not here. Good night.
Vernon! Vernon!
Oh, Dolly, don't cry.
Who's crying, you chump? Oh, dear, he is sweet.
You mean you're not upset?
What about him?
Well, Vernon was certainly in a very strange mood.
Not really. Not for Vernon.
But the way he walked out of here, the things he said.
Oh, well, that's only his flip side. Poor old darling. He'll be tossing and turning with remorse all night. First thing tomorrow morning, he'll be round with a box of chocolates as big as himself. Oh, blow. I should have reminded him to get soft centaurs.
You're, very... fond of Vernon, aren't you?
Yes, it's quite a good idea when one's going to get married, don't you think?
You'd be upset if anything happened to prevent your marriage.
Prevent it? How do you mean?
Well, he's not exactly the soul of tolerance. Supposing it should reach his ears that his beloved isn't all that he thinks she is.
Could you be a bit more specific?
Certainly. Hilary Hope is something of a national oracle, wouldn't you say?
Approach the point, if you please.
With pleasure. It has come to my knowledge that there is a certain episode in your past which a national oracle might understandably prefer to keep in the family, so to speak.
Oh?
This Arabelle J. Cronk.
Oh, yes.
I believe you once shared a common environment. Now, don't bother to deny it, my dear. I have what is known as the documentary evidence. Read that.
You've been opening my letters.
A slip of the paper knife.
A slip of the ethics. Wordy for Arabelle.
But revealing.
All right, Humphrey, come clean. You're about to blackmail me, is that it?
I wouldn't dream of putting it so unmusically.
Ah, but it's the thought that counts, eh?
Well, let's call it an arrangement to our mutual advantage.
Suppose I won't play.
Then we put Vernon in possession of the facts. I wonder how he'll like them. Eh, by gum, we don't hold with jailbirds or finale facts.
That's not a bad imitation, you know.
Oh. Well, let's look at things in another light. In the, dare I say, unlikely event of your refusing, what about Vernon? Not only will his illusions be shattered, but he's going to look pretty silly when the news about his erstwhile intended gets around the meat trade.
You mean you blackmail Vernon?
Why not? The situation deserves to be exploited from every angle.
Hump, you're a genius.
We won't exaggerate. Well, who's it to be? You or Vernon?
How much?
I don't want to seem unreasonable. Let's say 2,000 smackers.
But are you sure that's enough, dear? I mean, the cost of living gets steeper every day.
No. We'll settle for 2,000.
Brotherly love, eh? When do you want my answer?
You can sleep on it.
Oh, thank you.
But no oversleeping, mind. Tomorrow morning on the dot. Well, that seems to be that for the moment. Good night, my dear. Pleasant dreams.
Oh, Ham, lock your door, dear. I'm rather nifty with the blue pipe.
Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning, Auntie.
No, good morning, early birds. Up, scratching for worms.
I won't beat about the bush. What have you decided?
Nothing. You gave me till this morning. It doesn't expire till noon.
I fail to see what procrastination will achieve.
I'm a stickler for the niceties. Oh, don't worry, you'll get your answer. Meantime, I'd like to drink my coffee.
Now, look here, There's
some in the kitchen for you. I won't ask you to join me. It might bring out the Borgia in me.
Very well. Come along, children. Auntie appears to have decided on a go slow. We'll humour her, but only till we've finished our coffee.
Oh, dear.
That's better. Oh, let's have a bit of air in here. We'll be damned to the pollen count.
Good morning, Miss Hope.
Oh, good morning, Amy. You're early.
Oh, the sunshine was so beautiful. I felt I just had to be out and about.
That's the ticket, dear. You live dangerously.
You're looking very gay this morning.
Oh, I'm always chirpy first thing, me and the dawn chorus. Oh, it's a heavenly morning. Why the heck aren't we all in the country?
But you hate the country.
Only when I'm in it. Anyway, you're not to pin me down to gritty realities, Amy. I'm in my lyrical mood this morning.
Oh, the wedding. Have you decided on the day?
Well, I suspect Mr. Mycroft would like to make it a whirlwind affair. Personally, I'd rather wait till after the Smithfield show. Oh.
Now, who can that be at this hour? Will you excuse me?
Yes,
uptown
Miss Hope,
it's
Arabel
Jackie.
Certainly.
It's that woman.
What
woman, dear? The one
who sends the postcards. Mrs. Arabel J. Crump.
Oh, good old Arabel J. Show her in, will you?
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. Go on, Scoodle.
Yes, Miss Hope.
Oh, would you come this way?
Yes, sure.
Mrs. Arabel J. Cronk.
Arabel J.
Hilary Hope. Why, you haven't changed a day.
Fibber, have some coffee.
Thanks, I already had some.
We'll take a pew then.
Thank you.
That'll be all, Amy dear.
Yes, Miss Hope. I'll be in the den.
Well, now. How's the world been treating you?
Oh, I ain't doing so bad. You ain't exactly on state relief by the looks of your apartment. But you always had pretty swell taste.
Well, I like it, you know, as pads go. Where are you staying?
Oh, a little dive downtown. What's it, Claridge's?
Oh, nice little pub.
You know, when they let me out of that terrible holloway, I nearly went
crazy. Now, dear, it's never a good idea to loiter in the past.
Oh, I didn't loiter, believe me. The minute that gate clanged in back of me, I beat it right back to the USA. You couldn't see little old me for vapor trails. But that ain't what I come to talk to you about. Hilary Hope, ever since you started making a name for yourself, I've been one of your greatest fans.
You're very kind.
Guess I must have read just about every word you ever wrote. I have your articles flown out to me wherever I happen to be. And this book of yours. Wow.
Oh, you've read it already.
Had it flown out to me in Istanbul. And I'm here to tell you it's just about the ofayest thing I ever read.
Well, thank you.
Don't anything ever bother you?
Frequently. The thing is to get in there and grapple.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, here's how it is with me, Hilary. I'm ignorant.
Come again?
I had the stupendous ignorance of mine to grapple with, and boy, am I getting the worst of it. See, I got this yen to be cultured.
Mm.
Like, say, someone comes up to you in Paris, France, and during the conversation they come out with this little bit of Shakespeare. Now, it'd be nice to come right back at them with a little bit of Tchaikovsky, say.
It would certainly be a novelty.
You've put your finger on it exactly, Hilary. I just ain't novel.
My dear, there's nothing wrong that a little course of evening classes won't put right. The GLC do some excellent ones. Excuse me a moment.
Amy, dear?
Yes, Miss Hope?
GLC leaflets, please. Evening classes for beginners.
Yes, Miss Hope.
You know, I kind of hoped I could put myself under your guidance. And maybe we could lick this thing together, just the two of us.
Now, how I would have loved that. But the time factor, you know.
Oh, I'd stay just as long as it took.
Not yours, dear. Mine.
Oh.
The leaflet.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Well, there you are, Arabelle. The whole world in your hand. And all on the British taxpayer.
Oh.
That's all, Amy, dear.
Thank you, Miss Hope.
There is one thing I can do for you, though, just to help you cut your social teeth. Will you do something for me in return?
Anything you care to name.
I'll name it presently. Now then, how much reading do you do?
Like I said, I've read every word you wrote.
Yes, and I'm deeply touched. But there are other authors, you know, and simply oodles and oodles of books. Wuthering Heights, David Copperfield.
I thought they was movies.
They was books first. Now, I'm going to make a little list, which I want you to hand in at a bookseller's. There's one just opposite.
List?
A few books I think you should read.
just to give your cultural status a boost.
Gee.
Now, what shall we have for a kickoff? Something by Jane?
Huh?
I know, Mansfield Park, my favourite. Except I think the heroine was an awful drip. Fanny Price, her name is.
Fanny Price? Gee, I was in the show with her once.
No, dear, Price. You're getting your Fannies confused.
Oh.
Now then, Pickwick Papers, just for fun, and one more, just for luck. Let's be Catholic, shall we? Plump for Moll Flanders.
I don't know. See, I always been strict nonconformist.
Oh, so was Moll.
Oh, honest?
Oh, Billy-o, yes. Well, there you are, my dear. Now off with you to the bookshop.
Oh, gee, what a break. What a break.
Doesn't it get lonely sometimes, flitting about the world all on your own?
Oh, I ain't complaining. I've had my good times.
Your husband
went to his reward. Oh, 5 years ago now.
Well, at least he left you provided for.
$10 million ain't exactly peanuts, huh?
No, no. I'm inclined to agree with you there. You've never said much about him on your postcards. What did he do?
Took a high dive into a swimming pool and had forgotten to fill it.
No, dear, for a living.
Oh, the rackets, you know, booze, gambling, protection.
Oh, you name it, he did it, sort of thing.
Mm, sure did.
Which reminds me, that little favor I want you to do for me. When you finish at the bookshop, I want you to come straight back here.
Well, sure thing, but I...
If you're going to ask me why, don't. Just let's say that something rather important may depend on it.
Well, couldn't I just stick around and go to the bookstore afterwards?
No, dear, I'm expecting another visitor.
Ah, the plot thickens, huh? Swell. I love a good mystery. Okay, see you at the denouement.
Strong wind blowing from Fort Knox.
Now, look here, Dolly. It's not polite to keep us waiting like this.
Oh, you must forgive me, dear. The situation's new to me, you see. I think I'm learning.
Look, why don't you just hand it over? Then we'll flit.
You have to in the end, so why not now?
You're evidently not a woman of commerce, Dolly. There's a little thing in business agreements called a penalty clause. The longer you delay, the more it costs you.
Penalty clause? Oh, don't remind me. Puzzled Portsmouth and I had a hell of a time with one. We won. The judge took us out to lunch afterwards. Roast lamb and dear little baby carrots. Puzzled Portsmouth got squipped.
Oh, really? This isn't a joke. We mean business.
I know you do, dear. Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a lot I have to do this morning.
All right. 3,000.
That's more like it. Oh, dear. Now, you really will have to excuse me. Go and give yourself some more coffee.
All right, but make it snappy. Come along, children.
Was that the doorbell?
Yes, answer it, will you, dear? It'll be Mr. Mycroft.
Oh, certainly. Oh, Mr. Mycroft. Yes. She's expecting you.
Vernon, what a surprise.
I just thought I'd look in, like, see how you were.
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Amy's very well. We're all very well.
Yes, well,
Thank you, Amy, dear.
Oh, silly Amy. Excuse me.
These are for you.
Chocks! Oh, you do spoil me. Oh, good, you remember. Squidgy centaurs.
Oh, I 100 different varieties, it says.
Good. I love a challenge.
Yes. Well, I expect you can guess why I'm here.
No.
Oh, well, there are certain things I'd like to get off my chest.
Certainly. Will it inhibit you to sit down?
I'll stand up if you don't mind. First of all, I want to apologise for my behaviour last night.
That's all right, dear. I like it when you're a bit peppery. Have a Cupid's whisper.
No, thank you. Second, if that behaviour has caused you to regret plighting your troth, you can unplight it if you want.
Yes.
I humbly await your answer.
Yes.
What do you say?
Yes. I can see just what you must have looked like when you were a baby.
But damn it all, woman! I'm trying to apologise!
That's better.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear.
Well, don't be. There's something rather eerie about you when you're being humble.
Oh, you're a fascinating little devil.
Come on, give us a kiss, silly old thing.
Oh.
Vernon! Vernon! I said a kiss! Oh, look what you've done! No, play the white man! No! Thank you. Now then, excuse me a tick.
All right, girls. You can come out now.
At last.
No.
Good morning.
Vernon, dear, Humphrey's got something to tell you.
Have I?
Well, go on. You weren't shy last night.
Do you mean you're not going to pay?
That's right, dear.
What the heck's all this about?
Oh, Humphrey and Co. have got a certain piece of information they're anxious to sell. They mistook me for a customer, that's all.
Vernon, how closely have you inquired into my sister's past?
What? I haven't.
You took her on trust like the rest of the world, hmm? Then prepare yourself for a shock. This woman, whom everyone thinks is such a paragon, this woman...
Oh, we shall be here for light years at this rate. Vernon, dear, he's trying to tell you that I've been in Clink.
You what?
In Clink. In the cooler, where they send the naughty girls. And what Humphrey would like you to do now is to write him out a dear little check, and then he won't blab. That about puts it in a nutshell, wouldn't you say, Hump?
Well, I don't believe it. My little glowworm in the jug.
Jugged glowworm.
You're a liar, that's what you are.
Really?
No, just a moment, Vernon. Suppose he isn't.
What do you mean?
Well, suppose what he says is true.
True? How can it be?
It's about time someone asked that question. Read this letter if you want proof.
Dear Hilary Hope, I'm hitting England any day now. So what say to a little reunion? I'll never forget the time we had together in...
Holloway Jail.
Holloway Jail, and I guess...
What? I don't understand. Have you been in prison, love?
Yes.
You see, condemned on her own admission.
Not by me, she's not. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it wasn't exactly the wedding present I planned for you.
But didn't you know... I don't give a damn what you may have done in the past. It's what I got in my hands now that I care about.
You mean you still want to marry me?
Just try and stop me, that's all.
Dad, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, they ought to be having a punch-up.
Don't worry, my little ones. I'm sorry to break in on such a touching little scene, but aren't we forgetting something? I believe that you have a reputation in the meat trade, Vernon. Some sort of chairman, aren't you?
I am this year's chairman of the Retail Butchers...
and Sausage Casers Federation.
Quite.
Well, what's that got to do with it? Oh, I see. Well, I'll tell you something. You'll not get one penny out of me. You can go round to every butcher shop in the country and spread your tails. See what good that'll do you. I'll fight you, do you hear? I'll fight you.
On the beaches.
On the beaches.
In the streets.
In the street. Nay, love, you're muddling me. One thing I can do right here and now, call the police.
Dad!
It's all right, Wildy, my dear. Let him. He can't tell them his story without dragging Auntie Dolly's name in the dust.
Ha ha.
Got him.
How much?
£3,000.
I'll give you a check. But there's something else I'm going to give you first. The biggest hiding of your life.
Oh, have a care.
Vernon, come on.
Everybody. That's better. It's funny, you know, but no one seems to have thought of asking me the truth about that letter.
Well, I should think it speaks for itself.
Oh, should you? Well, I've got news for you. Of course I've been to Holloway. And Brixton. And the Scrubs. I've had to. I'm a prison visitor.
You mean you haven't done time?
Of course I haven't. Sorry to disappoint you, dear. No jug glowworm.
But the letter distinctly says...
I know what it says. Oh, Arabelle J was in, all right. Something to do with the customs people. Oh. You will jump to silly conclusions, Hump. If you'll take my advice, you'll give up this career of crime. You're not very good at it, are you?
Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You're supposed to be a confidence trickster, aren't you? Right.
Yes.
Well, your first job is to inspire confidence. The tricky bit comes later. You've got your priorities in exactly the wrong order.
You're a marvel. Did you know all along they was wrong uns?
No, not all along, dear. To be precise, about an hour after they arrived.
Oh.
I thought I owed them a little innings.
And we thought we got the wool pulled well down over your eyes.
The wool was rather loosely knit, dear. I just peeped through the dropped stitches. Amy, dear. Doorbell.
Yes, Miss Hope.
The question is, what are we going to do about you three?
I know what I'd like to do.
Yes, so do we, dear. And the answers are firm yet.
Come in, won't you? Mrs. Arabelle J. Cross.
I got the books. Is the show on yet?
Only just started. Now let me introduce you to the cast. This is my brother, the egghead with a fringe on top.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
And these are his children. noted for their charm.
Wow.
Miss Walters, my secretary, I think you've already met.
Hi. Hi.
And this is my fiancé, Mr. Mycroft.
He's kind of old for you, ain't he, honey?
Hey, I heard that.
Mr. Mycroft is at the very peak of his powers, and we intend to be deliriously happy, don't we, Vernon? At the same time, a slight problem has arisen. My poor brother is about to become a displaced person.
Oh, what do you know?
Ex-schoolmaster, you know. Simply verminous with degrees. Now, this is the pitch, dear. If you still wish to place yourself under the guidance of a lofty and cultivated mind...
You mean he'd take me on?
He'd better.
Gee, this is wonderful. Oh, there's just one little thing. This is going to be a round-the-clock job, so you'd have to bunk it... what's it?
Claridge's.
Claridge's?
Yeah, just to be settled where to go next. Would that bother you?
Oh, no bother at all, I assure you. Delighted to play the Polonius in your life.
The who?
Shakespeare, dear.
Oh, no, oh, this is my lucky day for sure. Well, Shakespeare!
There are two other little questions. Laertes and Ophelia.
My children.
Ah, cute names. How are you, Laertes? Hi, Ophelia.
Yes.
Hey, that Ophelia, he's quite a dish, isn't he? Well, no problem there. They can come right along, too. I just love having young folks around.
These are rather special young folks.
Huh?
Yes. Their feet, you know, pure clay.
You mean delinquents?
Delinquents?
Yeah, well, don't you worry about that. I got something in my handbag here that'll take care of anything like that.
A gun! How very sensible.
A wedding present. Nick the Greek, sweet guy. Gee, I can't wait to get started. What say we get out of here and call a cab? Hillary, honey, I can't thank you enough.
Goodbye, Dolly, my dear. You've been a source of astonishment. A fortress built by nature for herself. William Shakespeare.
Yes, well, fish not in deep waters, lest you get your chips. Hillary Hope. Goodbye, children. See you in Boston.
Goodbye, Auntie.
Goodbye, Vernon. May all your little ones be vegetarians.
Okay, bye. Partners, let's hit the trail. Shakespeare! Yippee!
Now, come along, children.
Come on,
take care. Hey, what were all that about?
It's what's known as a lightning solution. Very rare.
But you've just done something highly immoral. That poor woman's done out to you. Do you think it was right to unload that parcel of crooks on her?
Oh, I don't think she'll come to much harm, you know. There's one thing Arabelle J. Cronk knows about. It's the art of self-defense. After all, she went to the best teachers in Chicago.
You mean?
I mean she was a gangster's mole.
Miss Hope?
No.
Yes. And as for all her loot, why the heck shouldn't the poor have a share in it?
You're a proper knockout, you are, really. Come on, give us a kiss. And another.
Your hands are little now. Just like a geisha girl. Son of a
geisha. Mr. Brown. You're right, little humble. Oh, come on.
In Dear Miss Hope by Dennis Woodford, the part of Hilary Hope was played by Irene Handel. Vernon Mycroft by Christopher Benjamin. Humphrey, James Thomason. Wildy, Chloe Ashcroft. Tony, Derek Seaton. Amy Walters, Dorothy Edwards. Mrs. Arabelle J. Cronk, Tucker Maguire. And Mr. Barlow, David Spencer. The play was produced by Jane Graham.